Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. So this week we're talking about the three principles, what they are and why should you care? And so in the first sort of podcast in the series, I talked about that mind is just a way of talking about the intelligence of life. It's a way of talking about that aspect of life that ensures that roses flower on rose bushes, an acorn becomes an oak tree, and that the human seed creates a human baby, and that that intelligence that we can see so clearly in nature is in us as well. It's not our personal mind, it's a universal mind, and that we can rely on that. That intelligence is ours to use. And that there's also a universal consciousness. There is a capacity for experience that is almost, in a universal sense, the universe being aware of itself. You know, there's a story that, in the beginning, there was the oneness, but the oneness grew lonely. And so the oneness created the many, and that life is the process of the many returning to the oneness, of the oneness experiencing itself. Well, that's consciousness. That's our capacity to experience life, but also to experience ourselves as the experiencers of life. And then thought as a principle, the creative force, the content creator, that which takes the formless energy of life and turns it into the various forms and ideas that become the experiences and feelings that we have, that make my life different to your life, that make even my experience of a movie different to your experience of the same movie, my experience of an event different to your experience of that same event. And that these principles are just facts of life. They're constants in the world. But the reason that it's worth knowing about them is there are sort of two primary things that I think that come from really knowing about them. And today I wanted to talk about the inner spark, that presence of mind within us is like an inner spark. It's the best we have inside us. And when we wake up to that inner spark, it bursts into flame. Kind of like when you start a gas stove and it clicks, and you can see there's like a little bit of gas running, and it clicks and it clicks and it clicks, and finally the spark ignites the gas, and boom, you've got an inner flame. And you know, I was writing about this week at Caffeine for the Soul over on the blog, and I talked about the expression the lights are on but there's nobody home, and I've always found that the opposite is true with people that I meet, that they're home. I mean, you know, there's somebody there, they're functioning, but the lights aren't on, right? They're going through the motions, and there's nothing alive behind the eyes. But when you start to point someone back towards their inner spark, back towards the presence of mind inside them, the spark ignites, the light comes on, the gas, now you're cooking with gas, right? And it's incredibly thrilling not only to watch the lights come on, but to watch how somebody's life can change in a heartbeat, how the way they do what they do, the way they interact with the world, the way the world interacts with them changes when that light comes on. And one of the conversations that was absolutely life-changing for me was with a religious leader who shared the three principles in the context of his religion. And I kind of wondered about that, because to me, the principles are before religion. They're that which religion is an attempt to describe, to codify, to put form on. And he said to me, he was very open. He said, as it happens, I believe everything it says in the Bible is true. He said, I believe that Moses carried stone tablets down from the mountain. I believe there was an ark, you know, that there were animals. He said, but I believe that I am here on earth to wake people up to their soul. And if I can do that through sharing my religion, that is my favorite thing to do. But I found that more people wake up to their soul through seeing the nature of these universal constants, these universal principles, than I'm able to reach through my religion alone. So that's what I share. And I share it within the context of my religion, and I'm willing to share it without the context of my religion. And it sort of led us on to a conversation about babies and bathwater. You know, the expression about throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Well, I think what happens is because people often have a strong reaction to religion at a certain point in their life, they kind of go away from what are the obvious excesses of religious form, from the things that may have been true 2,000 years ago but clearly are not relevant in the same way today, and that they throw the baby out with the bathwater in rejecting the obvious things that aren't true, are no longer true, perhaps were never true, were always metaphorical. They reject the presence of a deeper truth and of a deeper presence. And I know, as somebody who isn't religious but who gets so much nourishment from spirit, from that inner spark in me, I can see it in my coaching. I can see that the most impactful coaching, the most impactful teaching that I do, it's doing the same thing. It's waking people up to their soul, to that inner spark, to that divine something, that divine nothing inside us, to pure consciousness, to our true nature, to the Holy Spirit, to our connection with God, to whatever it is that is alive within us from the moment we're born. It's the light in a baby's eyes that makes everybody light up when they look at it. Whatever that is, it's us at our absolute best. And the beautiful thing is that it's available to everyone at any moment in their life. But we can fall asleep to it. And when we're asleep to it, we go through the motions. We do our best. We try to be happy. We try not to be too miserable. But then what consciousness does is it helps us wake back up to it. And we wake back up to that inner spark, and our lives catch fire, and we begin to live in the warmth and light of our own awakened spirit. And that's really what Caffeine for the Soul is about. It's about waking up to that deeper part of yourself, waking up to that deeper feeling, waking up to the clarity and wisdom of your soul, and beginning to nurture a deeper relationship with your inner flame. And so in the next podcast, I'm going to talk about sort of one of the other reasons why I think learning about these principles is so cool. But for today, I just invite you to look at your life and just to notice, what does that inner spark feel like in you? What are the moments when you feel connected up, when you feel alive? And instead of thinking, I feel alive when this happens, so I need to do more of this. What if those moments where you feel truly alive are the moments where you're most in touch with the deepest and most connected up part of yourself? Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk to you soon.